Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We sure could use a tropical vacation.
Welcome to paradise!
Or maybe just a carton of ice cream.
Churn, baby, churn!
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, August 16th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Ryan Reynolds has announced a Free Guy sequel might be on the way sooner than expected. On Twitter, the star wrote, "And after 3 years messaging hashtag Free Guy as an original IP movie, Disney confirmed today they officially want a sequel. Woohoo!" Also, he added hashtag irony. The film, long delayed by COVID, officially debuted in theaters this weekend, taking the number one spot at the box office with an estimated $28.4 million. EW gave the movie a B grade, noting in its review, quote, "In a genre where winky self-awareness has become standard issue, Free Guy might have come off as manic and hollow. Instead, it has fun having a heart." Another new release, Don't Breathe 2, landed in second place at the weekend box office with $10.6 million. Jungle Cruise, the Aretha Franklin biopic Respect, starring Jennifer Hudson, and The Suicide Squad round out the top five. In case you missed it, Netflix surprise dropped the first four episodes of the final season of Grace and Frankie this weekend, and stars Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin helped make the big announcement with a fun little video where they say it was either these four episodes or Del Taco gift cards as a special gift. It was previously announced that with season 7's final 16-episode order, Grace and Frankie will make history as the longest-running Netflix original series ever with 94 episodes. Those final 12 will drop in 2022, or maybe sooner. Who knows at this point? The OA team are back from the dead. 2 years after co-creator and star Britt Marling announced that Netflix would not be pursuing a third season of the mind-bending drama, Marling has reunited with her partner in crime, Zalbat Manglich, for a new FX limited series in which she'll star as a Gen Z amateur sleuth. Marling and Batmanglich will work together to write, direct, and executive produce the show, called Retreat, while Marling will also likely play a key character named Darby Hart. The concept follows Darby and 11 other guests at a remote retreat located in a dazzling area. But when one of the guests is found dead, Darby tries to prove that it was a murder against a tide of competing interests. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number three.
Are you ready for a little day trip? Our number three pick takes us to Roswell, New Mexico. This week, Max grows weaker, Jones grows stronger, and so does the Pod Squad's thirst for the information he holds. Of course, Max's failing heart isn't helped by Liz's return to Roswell, and he isn't the only one fighting for his life when the truth behind Maria's funeral vision starts to unfold. Here's a clip from the episode.
If you like piña coladas,
they're on the house.
I mean, obviously, it is your mind.
Mm-mm. No. These are not my thoughts.
Yes, I know. Half this mess is yours, Liz.
Great. Could you send us to the psychic vision section?
Oh.
We're looking for something.
The funeral.
I know. Only you can find it, Maria. You can't see the rest of that funeral because you don't want to.
I threw myself off a building.
But think of it like a repressed memory. It unsettles you. So your unconscious buried it underneath all this.
Everyone in here represents a hidden truth. Confront them, you'll get where you want to go. Ignore them, you gotta stay with me.
You've got to be screwed to me.
It's simple, really. Bare your soul. Poof! Just like the Cheshire Cat. Oh God, that reminds me. Hold on.
You're late.
You had to mention Wonderland, huh?
Yeah, she just had to mention Wonderland. Well, if you want to travel further down the rabbit hole yourself, tune in to Roswell, New Mexico tonight at 8 on the CW. It's trivia time! Roswell, New Mexico star Janine Mason got her big break on which Fox reality competition, which she won? American Idol, The X Factor, or So You Think You Can Dance? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
We've got a cool number two pick for all those ice cream aficionados out there, present company included. Ben and Jerry's Clash of the Cones. Six competitors from across the country go head-to-head in a series of challenges to create their own original Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor and a chance at $20,000. And there's a fun pop culture twist here. Host Molly Yeh encourages these burgeoning ice cream geniuses to capture the essence of a celebrity in a single flavor, with direction given from the pop culture icons themselves, while judges Jet and Ali Teela and in-house flavor guru Chris Rivard decide which flavor makers move to the next round and whose creations get relegated to the infamous Ben and Jerry's flavor graveyard. Here's a clip from the episode with a very special guest.
Hey, all you ice cream whisperers, I wanted to give you a little inspiration. And I thought because of the 6 degrees thing, I would give you 6 flavors that I really like. Now, I'm not suggesting that you use all 6 of these. I think it might kind of be a disaster. But I really like dark chocolate, banana, coconut, peanut butter, almond, and tequila. And by the way, no bacon, okay?
Oh, no bacon.
What?
Oh, that's interesting.
My guess is that Kevin Bacon gets so much bacon thrown at him, he's probably had enough in his lifetime.
All right, ice cream makers. You have 3 hours to create a flavor that encapsulates Kevin Bacon. That time includes loading your ice cream onto those ice cream trucks, because your next stop is the streets of Vermont. And the people of Vermont will taste your creations and vote for their favorite. Oh, and the person who gets the most votes will not only win immunity, but they'll also have their flavor sent to Kevin Bacon so that he can try it himself.
Everything is 6 degrees with Kevin Bacon, including ice cream's ideal serving temperature, which, for the record, should be scooped at 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit. You can scoop up Ben and Jerry's Clash of the Cones at 9 p.m. on Food Network. When Ben and Jerry's Clash of the Cones host Molly Yeh isn't busy scooping out the competition on this show, or hosting her own Food Network series Girl Meets Farm, or writing cookbooks, we wondered how she unwinds after a busy day. So we asked her, what you watching?
At the end of the day, when I'm done filming, I love to come home and watch Little House on the Prairie with my 2-year-old Bernie. Bernie, do you like Little House?
Yeah.
We love the stories. We think Laura is one cool gal. And I love learning about Minnesota, where we live.
That is a solid throwback right there. And I believe that would be the first time we've had a Whatcha Watchin' pick co-signed by a 2-year-old. You can stream Little House on the Prairie on Peacock and Amazon Prime Video. Stay tuned. Our number one pick is coming up. Whatcha Watch will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, Dirty Dancing opened in U.S. movie theaters on August 21st, 1987. Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze star in this iconic dance-driven romance where an early 1960s Catskills resort provides the backdrop for the love story between Baby, a wealthy vacationing teen, and her dance instructor, Johnny. In 2005, EW said about this beloved summer vacation movie, "It's a fun take on class differences in pre-Vietnam America, and it co-stars two well-known TV actors, Law & Order's late great Jerry Orbach and Gilmore Girls' Kelly Bishop, as Baby's parents. Mostly, though, you'll have the time of your life watching Patrick Swayze throw around seductive looks while swiveling those hips." Dirty Dancing is airing on Cinemax this month and streaming on Hulu and Amazon Prime Video. Well, it has been a long wait, I know, but let's head back to the beach for our number one pick, Bachelor in Paradise. Fan favorite former bachelors and bachelorettes are looking for another chance at love while living together at a tropical resort in Mexico. Guest host David Spade welcomes 23 singles, among them notable cast-offs Brendan, Abigail, Grocery Joe, and Serena P, and the action ramps up quickly, with each week bringing additional arrivals. Will this disrupt the romantic chemistry between contestants and evolve into dozens of dramas? Let's just ask Lil Jon.
Yeah!
I'm like all the feels.
Are you a troublemaker?
I guess time will tell.
Trouble's kind of fun. If it's not hot enough.
Oh, I want more of you.
It's gonna get hotter.
The guys are good looking, the girls are good looking, and I'm the host.
Everybody loves Demi in their life. Almost naked.
I arrived naked.
Oh, he looks really freaking good.
I'm trying to go to that boom boom room again.
Ooh. Girls are kissing girls, guys are kissing guys.
What is happening?
Ready to fall in love?
Wait, hold on. Those are your nose.
When you come into this experience, you could actually fall in love.
I think you're amazing.
Both our hearts just skipped a beat, I think.
I can't stop smiling.
You make me so happy.
All I really need is you.
And then Kendall walks in, and that's Joe's ex, and Joe's with Serena.
Why did you come here?
Why did you come here?
Kendall's absolutely trying to stop this.
Got you a birthday cake.
Here he is with Demi, and I'm right there watching.
Those poor girls. I mean, to steal all other men.
Bro, it's about to explode again.
The heat is on. That's all I gotta say.
I wanna go home. That's where I wanna go.
This could be the most dramatic Bachelor in Paradise ever.
Yeah, what you'd expect. Bachelor in Paradise Season 7 airs at 8 p.m. on ABC. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Roswell, New Mexico star Janine Mason got her big break on which Fox reality competition, which she won? American Idol, The X Factor, or So You Think You Can Dance? No singing required for this answer. Mason was on season 5 of So You Think You Can Dance, riding the hot tamale train all the way to victory. Well, that is gonna do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written, edited, and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.